in retaliation for Shechem's crime against their sister, Shimon and Levi attack the city of Shechem, and they destroy the entire city. They massacre all the males, and they take all the women and children as captives. And yesterday we questioned the justification for this course of action. What justified this massacre when only one person committed a crime? And we briefly presented the view of the Rambam. And we also presented two objections to the Rambam, voiced by the Ramban. And tonight we're going to study the approach of the Ramban. The Ramban points out that if you notice, throughout the Torah, all the way from throughout Sefer Dvarim, throughout Sefer Bamidbar, the Torah repeats a certain admonition over and over and over again. It warns about a certain thing. It warns, when you get to Israel, do not emulate the abominations practiced by the nations that dwell there in the present time. The nations that dwell in the land of Israel practice terrible abominations. They practice idolatry. They practice adultery. And be careful, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, don't fall into that practice. Don't fall into that habit of performing those actions which are performed by the nations of those lands. And so the nations that dwelled in the land of Israel were a depraved nations. They were morally corrupt. They were spiritually defiled. They were nations that transgressed the seven Noahide laws constantly. They constantly committed idolatry and theft. It was a constant thing. It was on a daily basis. They were evil people. And Shechem was in the land of Israel. This was also a very corrupt nation, a very corrupt city. So they were subject to the death penalty, according to the Ramban, not because of this specific action to Dinah, but because of their daily conduct. And Shimon and Levi took this opportunity to massacre them, to give them what they deserved for things that they commit on a daily basis. Now, why did they take the opportunity now to massacre them if it's something that they've been doing all this time? Because Shechem's action was not an aberrant, it was not something which was an aberration. Shechem's action was a natural product of the society. What Shechem did was normal in that society. His violation of Dinah presented nothing unusual. It was a daily thing. And so they were reacting to the society which produced the practice of Shechem. That's what they were reacting to. And that's why they murdered the entire city, and they were not satisfied with just dealing with the perpetrator alone. That's what the Ramban says. Now, what still needs explanation is, then why did Yaakov react so negatively to them? When they come home, Yaakov criticizes them. Why does he criticize them? So the Ramban says the following. He says, even though the nations of the world are subject to the death penalty when they violate the seven Noahide laws, we are not obligated to implement that death penalty. We can mind our own business. We don't have to get involved. And Yaakov believed that since we are not obligated to implement that death penalty, it was wrong. Not only was it not obligatory, but it was wrong. Why was it wrong? Two reasons, says the Ramban. One reason is because it's a danger to the Jews. If we start murdering them when they're subject to the death penalty, then that's a danger to us. They can act in self-defense, or other people can avenge them. The second reason, says the Ramban, is they may do tshuva. They may repent. If we're not obligated to give them the death penalty, allow them the opportunity to repent. And by murdering them, you're cutting off that opportunity. So for these two reasons, says the Ramban, Yaakov believed that they were wrong to murder the residents of Shechem. Now, we're out of time, so I'll just conclude by saying that what's left to be explained, both according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban, is what justified Shimon and Levi taking all of the possessions. They're explaining why they killed the inhabitants of Shechem, but they're not explaining why they took all of their possessions. That's yet to be explained. And if you have any suggestions, I'm open to them, because I still don't have a good answer for that one.